Welcome to Lakers Digital Daily, your go-to podcast for everything Lakers, basketball, LA lifestyle, and sports opinions. I'm your host, McGee, coming to you from beautiful San Pedro. As a 40-year-old lifelong sports enthusiast hailing from Inglewood, California, specifically from the intersections of Hillsdale Street and Inglewood Ave, I am thrilled to bring you the latest updates, insights, exciting discussions about our beloved Lakers and the world of sports. So sit back, relax, and join me on this daily journey through the exciting world of the Lakers basketball world and beyond. Let's dive in.
Let's talk about it. What's up? It's your boy McGee from San Pedro, reporting live from the Den, the Dungeon, upstairs studios 156. Hey, y'all don't get too excited about this Laker team now. I don't want to start getting anybody too excited and you get on Fanatics and start buying your Lakers shit. Like, nah, chill out. Chill the fuck out. All right, we are up six games. Put that into perspective. That's our season high, six games over 500. I'm on my pessimistic shit tonight, straight up. We fiddled around with a sorry ass 76er, non-shooting, non-able to do anything team. We beat the shit out of the Hawks, but let's put some numbers into perspective. The Hawks and 76ers shot 17 of 78, 21% over the past two games. Against the Hawks, the Lakers took advantage and destroyed the Hawks. It wasn't even close. It was just a cakewalk. The 76ers game was a grind. Now, I will admit, the 76ers do have a lot of players with playoff experience, late game experience, NBA acumen. Nick Nurse is a great coach. And their defensive game plan was perfect. Nick Nurse is going to stranglehold some teams in the playoffs. They're not going to win anything, even if Embiid comes back. But Nick Nurse can put together a game plan to stranglehold your offense. And he did just that to the Lakers. I think it's safe to say now that Austin Reeves and AD are two potent weapons on our offense, but they also can slow our offense down, and they also can resemble the slow, non-effective Laker offense of earlier this season. But we still need them because we don't have the talent to make up for them not being on the court. That's an issue. The 76er game was so frustrating to me because of the amount of times we thought we had something and we didn't. We got a steal, then we get another, then we get a turnover. I don't mind AD and D'Lo throwing the ball away, seeking offense, seeking opportunities for others. So I don't trip off of turnovers. 20 is a lot. This time of the year when you should have your chemistry and kind of your thing together, but the Lakers don't. And if you think they did, you're a fool. This is a team that's herky-jerky, six games over 500, because of a very crazy, parity-driven Western Conference. They are still in the hunt, but so is the Houston Rockets. So, don't get excited. Don't get all pessimistic like me. But realize that this is not a championship contender. There's nothing championship about this team. There's nothing contender about this team. They don't shoot well enough. A team like the 76ers, who shot about 8 of 37, was still in it. AD's offense is slow, redundant, and hit or miss. Austin is a great bench player. I hope that's something that he, the Lakers, and his team address in the offseason. Give me Donovan Mitchell. Give me something. Give me something I can watch on TNT. I don't want to watch AD and Austin Reeves for the next 5 years. Laker Nation, be good. See you later.